Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
I'm so glad that you're here. In fact, we're so glad that you're here.
We, as a people.
Isn't that right, Dan?
As a member of the cult of human beings, we are glad to have you here today. Matthew.
I'm so glad.
Today is a great day. Do you know why today
why is, that,
is
Dan?
A great day?
You?
Don't interrupt me. I'm asking you a question. Do you know why today is a great day?
Yeah.
I found... what.
I'd like you to tell me, though.
How? No. I'm interested. I know where I'm going with my story, but we're...
I lied. I don't know why. I'm so sorry.
Matt, I have you on the show because you're the only person I know who doesn't lie to me at every possible opportunity.
You have me on the show. Okay.
Yeah, this is
well,
my
I'd
show.
Like to hear,
this is
I'd
the
like
Dan,
to...
Dan, Dan show, co-starring sometimes maybe Matt.
You've just described your whole life. I just want you to know that. So what's great about today?
I don't want to talk about it now.
All right, well let's move on to news.
Yes, let's move on to news.
We've got 7 bacon towers built in the Gulf of Mexico.
That's wonderful. Bacon towers. Fascinating.
That's
news.
Right.
How long did it take you to come up with that news article?
I don't know. You know, just mm-hmm. I read it. Mm-hmm. I read it.
You
I
read
don't
it.
Come up with these yeah. things.
Yeah, because you don't have an individual bone in your body. That's why. All right?
I almost said individual bone.
On this show every week. And I've stated this before. I've talked about this at length multiple times on the pre-show, the during show, and the post-show about how hard I work to make this show the success that it has become.
What about the intro show? The show within
See,
the show.
This is a perfect example. You don't put any effort in. You go for the easy joke. You make things up as we go. And it's, in general, very amateurish. I think I'm going to need to
you're
find
right.
a new co-host.
I think you're right.
I think I'm right, too. Do you know why? Because I'm right.
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
Why don't you just go do the show by yourself?
Okay. I will. That was the sound of him getting up from his microphone and hopefully going to go microwave his head in a bowl of microwave juice. So anyway, we have a fascinating show for you today. No guest this week, unfortunately. We do have somebody coming in next week, and that's going to be a very exciting episode. I don't have any details for you yet because I want to raise a little hype train going. You know, a big choo-choo for the hype train. So I wanted to start off with news. I guess I won't be telling my story as to why today is so great because I'd be telling it to myself. Although I would be telling it to you as well, the listener.
Dan.
What the? So my first news story of the day was that there were these towers of bacon in Iran. Definitely in Iran. They are the largest towers of bacon that. Hello? Hello? Who is that?
I am your co-host. Hello.
Egbert?
No. My name is.
Okay, you've got me. It's me. I snuck back in. I thought you were still doing the show, and I heard you say bacon, and I said, wow, that was my story. And you got it wrong. It was in the Gulf of Mexico.
We'll be right back.
Donnie Frompson wants you to think he's fighting for you.
Yeah, I don't fight for anyone. The only person I fight for is myself.
But Donnie Frompson has the big interests in mind.
The only thing I care about is myself and the major corporations.
If you elect Donnie Frompson into office, he'll take your underpants.
I love underpants. Nothing like a good pair of underpants in the morning.
Donnie Frompson is beholden to special interests.
Yeah, the Pacifier Relief Fund. That's all me.
Donnie Frompson likes pancakes a little too much.
Ugh. Nothing like some Aunt Jemima on my pancakes.
Vote for Mary Snyderton. She'll give you everything you want.
And more.
Paid for by Mary Snyderton for Deputy Mayor.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed.
To the show.
To my pants is more like it.
That's right. We're in your pants. We've taken a field trip to your pants.
Scenic My Pants, New York.
This is way better than Alaska.
Yeah.
No polar bears down here.
I'm still not sure why you went to Alaska in the first place. And in fact, you never actually made that clear to me or our listeners or anyone.
Right. To get into Alaska, if you go the wrong way, you have to get into it through Alaska, through Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier to get into your pants.
Mm. So you had a news article that you wanted to talk about, and I know it was involving bacon, and it just so
bacon,
happens
yes.
that we read the same article. So I apologize for trying to steal your bacon thunder. I'll let you do that one.
I apologize for whatever I did to set you off. It's often very difficult to set you off, and I probably deserved it.
I'm going through a difficult time. That's all I want to talk about.
I know you are. I know. Ever since my grandmother died, I know you've been alone.
I was really hoping you wouldn't bring that up on air. So, bacon. Please let's,
okay, yeah,
let's transition.
The bacon tower.
Let's segue into the bacon tower from
here.
My,
we are segueing into. Okay, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. You just.
Nope.
Just don't look
bacon.
At another muffin.
I know.
All right, the bacon. The bacon was tall and mighty. And once. Think about the bacon. Look at me. Do you see this piece of bacon and how mighty and majestic it is?
It is,
yes,
like
that's right.
Grandma.
No. You don't need to remind me. I wasn't approving of it anyway. I'm sorry.
Her.
I know. And I love her too.
But I loved her in different ways that you could never understand.
That's not wrong. I mean, that's not incorrect. It might be wrong, but that's another day.
Who are you to judge?
I think
you
we need to talk
You made out
about
with that
this.
With that disgusting polar bear.
Just because it ate my arm doesn't mean I can't kiss it. I have.
That was
I'm
more than a kiss.
To...
You were sucking that polar bear's face. I don't even think that's legal.
I think it's a little.
At least I have the law on my side.
It's a little ambiguous out there in the middle of nowhere. You can't just take people's grandmothers from them.
You can't just go making out with polar bears, even if they do take your arm.
I think you're projecting.
I think you...
This music somehow seems inappropriate for this moment that we're sharing.
Maybe it's not. Maybe that's exactly what we needed.
That's right.
That's right.
That's
isn't
right.
it? My only recourse is to become Evil Dan.
Oh God, not this. Well, okay, maybe this is going. This is okay. How's Evil Dan feeling
you
today?
Act as if you've never seen this side of me before.
You sound like you have a very sharp chin.
I do. With three
your
clefts.
Jaws.
How many clefts does your chin have, Matthew?
It's like a triple
I'll
butt.
Answer that for you. Zero.
Yes.
Actually, cross me again, Matthew, and see what happens.
Okay. I don't think
I take my leave of you, you filthy peasant.
My liege.
Do not think that this is the last time you've heard from me.
I'm not sure what to think.
So there's a bake sale happening right now outside of my house.
Wow, really?
Yeah. They have
what kind of
they have thin mints and those coconut caramel chocolate things and oatmeal raisin. It's pretty much just a complete ripoff, like a 1-to-1 ripoff of Girl Scout cookies.
Right. What do they call themselves?
Lady officers. They're wearing some
that is a ripoff.
Yeah, they're wearing some silly outfits and you know, they have like wagons and shotguns. So.
Well, let me ask you. Do you like cookies?
I don't, actually. I'm allergic.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I never knew that about you.
Yeah, I try not to tell too many people because they think that I'm on some sort of weird non-cookie diet, but it's not that. It's that
that's what I would
if
think.
I eat the combination of flour and sugar and yeast and chocolate chips or whatever else they put in delicious cookies,
right.
I break out in hives and I start convulsing uncontrollably for about 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That is really unfortunate because a cookie is a true pleasure of life.
I agree. And there was a time when I could enjoy them, but that time has passed. and I enjoy other sweets. You know, I can have cake. Cake is fine. I eat a lot of cake.
I didn't want to say it. I can tell. I think you need
what
to cut
that
back.
Mean?
You just look a little...
What?
Happier.
A little what? Are you saying I'm fat?
I don't know. No. When you see a squirrel that eats a lot of nuts and his face gets all puffy, you say, that's a happy squirrel. That's a squirrel that's enjoying life. You're that squirrel.
That's...
Right.
Probably the nicest thing anyone said to me.
I know.
I really appreciate that. I needed to hear
that. People say that to me multiple times per day. I'm a really
I believe
nice
it. You know, you're a nice guy.
I know.
You are.
I know. I
you're one of the nicest guys I know. You're my. You're probably my only real friend.
I know. And just the other day, I was helping my grandmother across the street right before she died. And she said, you know, thank you for walking me across the street. I've really appreciated everything you've done for me, but I've got to go. And that was it.
That's real.
I'm sorry, I forgot that you didn't see her before she died.
And that's the last thing she said to you? She didn't say anything about me?
Well, no, but I think she was thinking it. Because
she didn't even leave me a note.
When she fell to the ground in the crosswalk.
On my Facebook wall.
I swear, when she fell to the ground, it's okay. No, it's okay. I swear, when she fell to the ground in the crosswalk, her body kind of made the shape of a D. And I think that was her way
of
saying, "You, Dan." You know, right as she collapsed.
I'm okay. I'm all right.
I know.
I'm
just
sorry.
Listen to this positive music.
I am. That's why I put it on. I was trying to uplift myself a little bit.
Really scares the feelings away.
Yes.
I know. It's okay. Come here. I'm just going to pat you in the head.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Thank you.
It's going to be okay.
You're really warm.
I know. It's because I've been sitting on my hand.
Just the one hand?
Just the one.
Well, why?
To warm it up. To put it on your head. Ta-da. There you go.
We'll be right back.
Do you struggle from chronic back pain?
Ow, my back!
I'm Robert Framson, co-director and leader of the Back Pain Renewal Project. Our goal is to relieve our users of back pain forever through the use of intense vertebrae surgery, which removes all traces of the spine.
I feel so great now that I ordered this product.
Order now and receive a free colonoscopy.
And we're back. Welcome back to the show.
Hey.
So this is the part of the show I'd like to call I've sure got a present for you. Dan, I've got a present for you.
That's right.
I've got a present for you.
Here
you go.
Okay. I guess I'll describe it to our listeners. It's a large rectangular box. It's about 3 inches wide, 4.5 feet tall. I have my tape measure here.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrapped in... Is this newspaper?
No, actually.
It's a little damp. It smells like a basement.
I got it out of a basement, actually.
Yeah, it's like a musty smell.
I've been holding it for you. I wanted to give it to you today on air.
Okay.
You know how dirty my basement is.
I mean, is it something you found in your basement, or you've just been storing it there?
I'm not sure what the difference is.
Okay. I think I'll open this later. That's
no,
all
no,
the time.
No, open it now.
I don't really want to. It's
if you don't open it now, it'll die.
What is in here?
That's what a present's all about. You open it and you find out.
No, you can't just give someone something. You can't. Did you wrap up a lot? Is this your cat? Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's a rat.
You wrapped up
your cat.
No.
Okay.
A rat. Okay. I'm opening up the present. And yes, it is indeed a rat. Unfortunately, it has died. So oh, thank crap. You. Thank you, Matt. Thank you for the gift, the wonderful gift of a dead rat wrapped in
probably why
musty
the box is
paper.
Wet.
Yeah, that's
fine.
That's blood.
I'm sorry.
Why? It would be one of many questions I have.
I had to get rid of it.
Throwing it away was not an option, clearly.
No, that would be inhumane.
Was What's it already dead when you put it in the box, or was it still squirming? How did you catch it then? One of another.
It went in the. It was already in the box.
So you just happen to have a very oddly shaped box, pre-wrapped.
There's nothing weird about a diamond-shaped box.
I do wonder what was in this box originally. But that's
I don't
none
know.
Of my
Maybe
business.
Maybe the rat ate it.
That's none of my business.
Bright Cheerios.
So now the question is, what do I do with a dead rat in my studio?
You mean our studio?
My studio. You're just a guest in my studio.
It does have my dead rat in it, so.
Ah, I see. So this was your version of the infamous Trojan horse. Only instead of horse, it was a dead rat. And instead
of they say?
People coming in to invade, it's just maggots. Just maggots everywhere, all over my desk. In my keyboard.
I didn't know that's what happened when something died. But you know what they say.
What goes around comes around, Matthew.
No,
that's what they say.
No, that's not what they say. They
do
say home
is. If you look it up online and search for what do they say, the first result is what goes around comes around.
No, I think they say home is where your rat is.
I don't believe that for one second.
Dead rat, in this case.
Yeah, I already got that it's dead. In fact, the smell is only now starting to get into my nose. That's
yeah, get that
really
in there.
Bad. Okay. Yeah. Can you open a window or something? This is disgusting.
There you go. Okay.
Window's open. You just farted. That's not the window.
That's a window to something.
Well, that's all the time we have for this episode.
That's right.
Join us again next week for another exciting episode of the podcast.
That's right. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye, folks.